Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to Grace Mackerel.
Good morning, everyone.
Grace, you had a really unique holiday over New Year's. And I find out you are a petal pusher, not a bicycle pedal, but a flower petal pusher. And you helped with one of the, well, maybe there were more than one of the floats. So let's kind of talk about, you know, what was the process of helping with put those Rose Parade floats together? Where did you start?
Well, I helped, went with a group of Lutheran people, and it was a Christian float, and so that was our main float, but we do work on other floats. So the first day, they needed people in the flower barn, and that's kind of what I wanted to do anyway. So we went to this huge, unheated shed, which was quite cool.
Well, the flowers loved that.
Yes, they said that cool weather. We had cool weather, but the flowers, they were very happy for the flowers.
You bet.
Because it was Monday, and they wouldn't be in the parade until Thursday, so I kind of questioned that. But so we go into this shed that is just huge, and there's hundreds of people, but quite organized. Could tell they've done it before.
Yes.
5 gallon buckets of bunches of roses that I would say probably had at least 3 dozen long-stemmed roses, just hundreds, and then lots of other flowers and just benches and stacked everywhere. So
did it smell good? Was there
Not necessarily. Someone else asked me that. You know, the hybrid roses don't really smell anymore.
Right.
And, of course, it was open. There was big doors to the sides that were open. So our job was we got in groups of 4 to 6, and we cut the roses down and had to put them in the little plastic vials that would stick into the floats. And they had to be a certain length, and it had to handle the flowers a certain way.
Mm.
And and then stuck them into big, approximately 4 to 5 foot square chunks of styrofoam. And we had to keep track. They wanted an exact count because I suppose they knew how many they were going to put on each float. This was not just for our float. This was everyone.
It's roses in general.
And
okay.
Roses in general. But then the second day, then we started on Shasta daisies and, of course, tons of carnations and mums. And
you handled flowers as a petal pusher. You didn't have to handle the seeds. And, you know, so they talk about some of the other kinds of things that are on the floats. That
Personally, I did not.
Uh-huh.
Some of our group did.
Okay.
One helped on our float. There was an ark, and they used bark cover the arc, and then to make the lines look like it was wood, she was gluing black beans in little rows. And one of our people helped make the Ten Commandment, and it was poppy seeds and onion seeds. The writing was onion seeds, and the plaque was completely covered with poppy seeds. So quite interesting.
Yes. And, you know, when they talk about that on TV and tell you there's so many of these flowers and so many of this and that, that sounds like it has to take a lot of patience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very much patience. Then when you get to the gluing process, you have to stick to everything. Some of the flowers, then the next day I helped on a Shriner's float, and it was a huge teddy bear. And it was completely covered with bronze-colored mums, the flat mums. And so you had to cut the stem with your thumbnail, couldn't use a scissors because it would damage the flower, then turn it upside down in boxes and then passed them on down like a assembly line.
Uh-huh.
And we glued the stem end with a very sticky glue upside down so it couldn't be just one layer. And we had tons of boxes stacked up as they were putting the mums onto this big, huge teddy bear.
So you said assembly line. You know, you have your job, and the next person, I guess, has their job. But it had to be more interesting that you got to do different things. You didn't spend 3 days cutting stems off of roses.
No, I did the second morning till about noon, and then we were about caught up, and so then I went around and like I say, some of us worked on other floats. It's my understanding that if you work, you report in, and then if you work on another float, you get time allowed, and kind of some of these bigger companies pay other people from other floats to work for them, and so then that money goes toward the float that you are responsible for, so it kind of helps in the money department too, I guess.
So are the paddle pushers through the Lutheran Church?
Yes.
It's a national,
thing, yes. We had shirts, and we had to wear them every day. That was our identification. That was our ticket to get in everywhere. We got tired of the shirts, and there's hundreds of them, thousands of them probably, and different places had different colors, so... And some of them were old shirts from other years, too.
So did you have time? I mean, you're doing all this work, but did you get to meet some of these people from across the country?
Casually, yes, as we worked on these different floats. And so there were 28 of us from Iowa, and there were a group of 15 met us in Kansas City, where we flew out of, 15 from Indiana. So there was a total of 43 of us to keep track of every day. And so it was about 45 minutes up to the barns, up to Pasadena from our hotel, and we had 8 cars. And not me, but some of them drove in that L.A. traffic.
Not on your list of to-do things.
Not on my list.
All right. So you worked on a number of floats. Did you sometime, either before or after, get to go around and look at a number of those completed floats?
Yes, we did. You could wander. I mean, you could take a break and wander around. I think there were 8 or 10, probably about 10 in the barn that we were working in. And then the third day on Wednesday, we had ours done, and they needed help in another barn. So we went up to a different barn, which was right up close to the Rose Bowl football field, and we got to help with the Honda float, which is the largest, and they sponsor the Rose Bowl parade.
Sure.
And we did carnations for them, and you cut it up to the head, and then you stuck like a little toothpick in the back, and then that stuck into the styrofoam, and we worked up there for a couple of hours. And that was the largest float in the parade, and it was wonderful. And we got to wander. We were pretty free up there. We kind of wandered around a lot of them. So there were fabulous floats up there.
Are they prettier up close or, like, from a distance?
Oh, of course, I liked them up close. There were butterflies. There were, you know, just everything that you could get my nose. I could touch them, you know. Of course, you didn't, but, you know. And then we were there when they started pulling them out onto the street to start lining up. They start lining up on Wednesday.
Oh.
So we were right there when the big one, and that's interesting because some of those things lay down because they can only be so high. And the Honda float had a Statue of Liberty that laid down and came up, and then there was a Japanese garden on there, and one big branch of like magnolias was laying down, and I happened to be standing right there as they pulled out, and all of a sudden this big huge thing went up, and I got showered with pink petals of some kind, because some of those they cut the petals off of the especially carnations, and they just have all these little boxes of all these little pink petals, and they glue those on one by one.
Amazing. Just amazing.
It is amazing. It's absolutely wonderful.
In just a short answer, what was the one highlight? I know there are lots of highlights, but one long-time memory you'll always go back to and say, this is what I remember.
I don't
You don't know?
I can't pinpoint it.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a really wonderful experience. Would you like to do it again?
I don't know. Maybe not right away. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like fun, but definitely.
Long hours. We were on the road every morning by 7.
Mm-hmm.
We worked from 8 to 4 and traffic. And then we had meetings in the evening. We fixed, the last day we went to Skid Row and we fixed health kits.
Ah.
We took 500 and some health kits down to Skid Row. And so we worked every evening filling those health kits and organizing and had meetings every evening. So it was long days.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Grace Mackerel, for doing that work and also for sharing with us. We really appreciate that, Grace. And even though we're into the new year, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Till next time, here's a thought. Keep your words positive because your words become your behavior.